Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Tess. How are you?
I am going really well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm good. I'm really good, actually.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
What are we chatting about this week?
Okay, so I teased this last week, something that we don't do. I don't think we've ever done this. We're going to talk about a children's book.
Yeah, I don't think I've spoken about a kid's book with you now that I think about it.
Yeah. Well, the reason, so this, the book that I've got for you is Wrestle. And it's a new book for younger children, and it's from the creators of Gaby Baby.
I remember this. I remember you talking about it. Max from Gaby Baby has written it.
Gus. Sorry, Gus. I got the name wrong. Gus from Gaby Baby. Yeah. And so basically, this book's been released in time for Mardi Gras. Of course, Mardi Gras was on the weekend. Now, if people aren't familiar with Gaby Baby, it was this 2016 documentary film that followed the lives of four families with same-sex parents. And the film garnered a lot of publicity when it was banned from being shown in New South Wales schools, which, you know, along with the axing of the Safe Schools program, which sort of happened similar time frame, it shows just how interested we really are in protecting children in this country. So,
not a good time.
Yeah, thumbs down. I mean, just let's not go on a tangent about conservative commentators and their hypocrisy about protecting children.
Ooh, yep.
So Wrestle is this new book, and it's been co-authored by Maya Newell, who was the director on Gaby Baby, Charlotte Mars, who was the producer, as well as one of the Gaby Baby stars and the poster boy, Gus Scatterbolt James. And the illustrator of the book is Tom Jellett. So Wrestle tells the story of a boy named Gus. Gus loves wrestling. Gus loves wrestling so much he wants to dress up as a wrestler for Mardi Gras. Gus's mums aren't sure about this. They think wrestlers show a particularly violent picture of masculinity, and they don't want Gus growing up thinking that he can use violence to solve problems. But Gus just loves wrestling. And so what follows is a beautiful story about a family working together on a problem that means so much to each of them. So the book was released in time for Mardi Gras last weekend, and I just love that the story features all this colour and excitement around getting ready for the festival. The story makes it kind of feel like Mardi Gras is kind of sort of like Christmas and Halloween. I know I've definitely heard Mardi Gras referred to as gay Christmas before.
I've heard that too, yeah. Mm.
And Tom Jellett's illustrations, I have to just, you know, shout out to this. It's a beautiful story, but just shout out to Tom Jellett's illustrations, which capture the flair, the colour, the excitement of the night. There are a couple of splash pages towards the end, which are just, it's worth the price of admission. One of the strengths of Wrestle is that it's a narrative about a family with two mums, without being a narrative that has at its central core that, you know, having two mums is okay or awesome or great.
It's just a part of it that comes along with the story.
Yeah. Now, families with two mums are awesome and great, but then so are families with two dads or one parent or diverse kinship bonds. Even, you know, cis, straight mum-dad families can be great. But if we only ever hear stories along the lines of it's okay to be, then we kind of create this literature that's didactic, and it marginalises these families as issues, not people. When I spoke with Maya Newell, so she was the director of Gaby Baby, she's one of the authors, about Wrestle, she reflected that many families and kids of families with same-sex parents, so Gabies, as they're referred to in the film, and they refer to themselves, that many, many families and many Gabies had, you know, they were really weary after the battle for marriage equality that went on and on and on when it really didn't need to. It was a time when they felt like they were always defending, they were always advocating and just justifying their very existence. And so in Wrestle, we have a book where they're not justifying anything. They're just simply having a family adventure. There's a really wonderful story about the creation of Wrestle that I wanted to share. And I think it highlights why this is a book to go out and get it and put it on your kids' shelves. And yes, kids should have bookshelves. They can be smaller than yours, but a shelf with books that they can reach when they just want to look at something is a treasure that's going to take them through life. So anyway, this story that Maya related to me. So when Maya went to Gus to discuss creating a book, she pointed out that there aren't many children's stories where there are same-sex parents. And Gus sort of looked at it and maintained that some of his favourite books as a kid had two mums, and he went to retrieve one of his favourites to show Maya. As he read the book to her, he got to the point where the parents are mentioned, and he paused, and he saw that his mums had changed the pronouns. They'd whited it out in the story to give Gus a book that kind of reflected his family. that story always makes me cry. So it's actually good. I had my cry as I was writing this script, so I didn't cry on air. That story always makes me cry, but it also makes me angry that there are so many kids out there who don't get to see themselves in the characters that they read about. This matters for kids from all families too, because even if it's not your family, it's your friend's family or your cousins or the family down the road. These are the people in your lives every day. So for everyone out there, if you're looking for a good book for yourself, for your kids, go out and get Wrestle. And while you're at it, grab Wide Big World by Maxine Beneba-Clark and Isabel Knowles. Grab Introducing Teddy by Jessica Walton and Dougal McPherson and read them to your kids and to your friends and to your friends' kids and to your parents and anyone who loves a good story so that these stories are getting shared.
I love that, like you mentioned, you know, we are at the point now where the stories are going ahead, like you said, and the central element is not that the parents are in a same-sex relationship, it's just a part of it. Like, you know, we are going to Mardi Gras, that's a part of it, but the point is we're talking about this wrestling outfit.
We're seeing these stories. I don't know that it's completely part of our mindset. I think we will also continue to see these didactic stories because there is a sense that, and these are important stories to be told, but there is also a sense that our story is enough, which people need to get their heads around. It's not when, if you're particularly, you know, dominant culture, if you're a white cis male, then you have stories everywhere. You can read about yourself being anything, and that's great. But why do you get that exceptional circumstance and other kids don't? And we just need that. And you don't need your life to always be an issue. Sometimes your life can just be a wonderful story, a wonderful adventure.
There we go. So the takeaways of today is life is a wonderful adventure and get your kids a bookshelf.
Get your kids a bookshelf and put Wrestle by Maya Newell, Gus Scatterbol-James and Charlotte Mars on it. And so many other great books that I mentioned. Maybe we'll put them up online or I'll tweet them out as well.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Andrew.
See you, Tess.